You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdesays.net.
Yes, boy.
Song gets me so giddy and ready for action podcasting.
Conga line.
Yeah, makes you want to run a conga line on a Monday. The only day where you're allowed to run a conga line, because running a conga line is usually forbidden on days that end with the letter Y.
It's the forbidden line.
But also, I just want to celebrate because we have a new NXT champion. And this is just the song to celebrate to.
We do have a new NXT champion. We also had a show from the WWE that wasn't as good as NXT.
Oh, not even
close. Last night, which was TLC.
Not
even close.
Oh, lordy. Yeah, we're talking NXT. This is a stupid name, by the way. Takeover Our Revolution? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Takeover Our Revolution. Doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense to me. So we're talking about show. Also, the WWE's, what was the show last night?
TLCS.
Ah, tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs.
Yes. We will also be discussing Ring of Honor's final battle, which was on pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view.
Their second live traditional pay-per-view ever. And in fact, the announcement for their next live pay-per-view. In my neck of the woods, for us, kind of. They'll be in Vegas.
Yeah, that's really your neck of the woods, isn't it?
And I'm seriously considering going out there, maybe, possibly.
When is it?
I think it's in February.
Ah, perfect!
Yes, it is, for us.
Perfect.
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
By the way, you're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdesays.net. Thank you for tuning in. This is the wrestling show, and of course, all that stuff is coming up. But first, for us.
First.
There are a lot of things that I want for Christmas.
Okay.
And many of them I can't afford. But you probably also have somebody who wants a lot of things for Christmas. And you can get them. You can get a majority of those things for us by simply going to thingsdesays.net.
Ah, is this the part when we go on thingsdesays.net and then there's a link there? The one that says click here.
Yes, it does in fact say click here, and you do what the link instructs. You just follow the instructions. Usually there are links that you kind of have to be wary of trusting, but this one, when it tells you to click here, you can go ahead and click there.
No, we're not going to send you any viruses or spyware, adware, all that nonsense.
No, we're just going to send you goodies, because you go to the Amazon.com that you know and love, and you can just buy stuff at your will. You can even have Amazon wrap it for you. They will
exactly.
Yeah,
you can buy your. Buy the perfect gift for the wrestling fan in your life from there.
Yeah, including Randy Savage pajamas.
That's awesome.
A Rey Mysterio onesie. If you want,
you could even
that.
Buy yourself some Bret Hart sunglasses if you wanted to.
You sure can. And all of the purchases that you make on Amazon.com, we get a little bit of a kickback from that giant corporation, and that goes back into podcasts, which are very expensive to maintain.
We have to, and we also had to fund our habits. Well, Dez's habit of coffee,
of coffee and cupcakes and
donuts.
Oh man, last night I had
and pizzas.
The first thing I did, and this is a tangent, but we'll get back to the wrestling in a second. I was telling Faraz that I had two Krispy Kreme donuts last night, because on Friday, Faraz, it was 12-12-12. No, wait, it was 12-12. It was
12-12-14.
Yeah, but. Since it was 12-12, if you went into Krispy Kreme and you bought a dozen donuts, you got a dozen free donuts.
How could they do that for any other year? So if you're going to 11-11, they should give you 11 free donuts. You know.
I don't know. That's something you would want to take up with them. But
I will.
Yeah, you should. I will later on
in life.
I encourage this behavior.
You know, are you sure you want me to come out for wrestling? You know my stories and histories in stores.
I don't want you punching a Krispy Kreme employee.
I did.
And then I punched her.
And then I punched her.
That was one of my favorite lines in like any Faraz story. And then I punched her.
Oh, I didn't.
So anyway, that's something I did. But there was wrestling last night.
There was wrestling last night. I don't think it deserves a round of applause. No, it doesn't deserve a round of applause.
Right. Let's try that again. There was wrestling last night.
Right. The reason I'm booing,
yeah,
because it was literally a three-match show. Literally a three-match show. There were six or seven matches on this show. It was worth only three matches. I spent 3 hours watching this pay-per-view, and I fell asleep.
I was telling Faraz on Saturday night how unenthused I was to watch this show. And then I watched the go-home segment.
Which I told him to watch.
Yeah, which she said, watch that. And then I watched it, and I was angry, and I was like, why the fuck did I have to watch that? Because it was the same thing I had been watching for like the last month. There was no development. They just fought for a while.
And it wasn't just them. They built up every match with a brawl at the end of Raw, which is what they've been doing for the last 3 weeks in Survivor Series.
It's like, why is this motivating me?
What happened to the days where you'd build a feud per segment?
Yeah.
Or every couple of segments?
No, you had to get Seth Green out there and hand out Slammy Awards.
Which, by the way, I'm telling you they're fixed. I'm telling you right now they're fixed.
Yeah, the WWE app is a lie.
Because if Roman Reigns is Superstar of the Year, there's something wrong here. God bless him, he's worked very hard this year, but if he's Superstar of the Year, nah.
Yeah, I don't know. The one that got me was the Survivor Series match is really Match of the Year. Really?
Yeah, that's another one. That was a match of the year.
That was not match of the year. That's not even match of the...
Match
of the month. I don't know.
It's ridiculous. Something stupid. And AJ winning Diva of the Year really annoyed me, but that's a different story.
Well, Paige wasn't going to win. She hasn't done anything this year.
Hey.
Besides, you know, be champion twice and...
Be champion twice and making a huge impact the night after WrestleMania. But, you know.
Yeah, but look where she is now.
She hasn't been on TV for 3 weeks.
Exactly. That's where she is.
What the hell are they doing?
I feel like they should just take her back to NXT and have her
kill people again?
Yeah. But,
because that's what she does best, is kill people, in my opinion.
By the way, my favorite thing that AJ did on Monday was say, basically, next year I hope someone else wins.
Yeah.
That's what she said in her speech.
But to be fair to AJ, she did put all the, even the up-and-coming NXT, she put Bayley over, Charlotte. Yeah.
Exactly. She's like, I hope somebody else wins next year because we have the same people on this goddamn roster.
No, they won in 2013 because JBL told me on this last night's show. It was the Bella Twins that won in 2013.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, JBL is a fountain of knowledge. Bless his heart.
Who are inexplicably, right, let's talk about this show. Who are back together inexplicably.
I'm still waiting for that. I'm still waiting for that moment where Brie actually does turn on Nikki. It's going to happen. I'm telling you.
It doesn't make sense anymore, though. Like, I liked your idea when you're like, oh, she's waiting out for the 30 days to be over and then she's going to turn. But the 30 days...
I still say she's lulling her into a false sense of security. Because eventually, they're going to stop doing this feud with AJ. And they're going to have nothing.
Maybe. But they've completely, like, they haven't even mentioned that they're, you know, like, that they hated each other. Now they're just back together with no explanation.
Rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are some points in storyline, in creative, where I think Triple H just gives up. It's like, all right, whatever. Do what you want. Do what you want.
Yeah,
I can't be bothered.
Fire Triple H. I just wouldn't touch this story at
all. No. You can tell when Triple H is enjoying story writing because NXT, just like you said, pretty much writes itself. But we'll get to NXT because I think that's a show worth going into in depth.
We'll get there. I was going to say I wouldn't touch the Bellas with a 10-foot pole, but I probably would. But I don't want to get beaten up by...
Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, or John Cena, so...
What about John Cena? Daniel Bryan, you got to worry about.
Yeah, I could probably deal with John Cena's punches. All right, so tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs happened last night. I was very unenthused. So I decided to go out and do something else, and then I missed the show.
And then he made me watch it.
But Faraz watched it, thankfully. So
It's a three-match show, so I'm only going to talk about three matches.
All right.
You want to know about the rest of the card? Piss off.
There were a lot of matches on this show. None of them were very entertaining. If you want the full results, you can go to, what website is this? WrestlingObserver.com.
Or you can go to PW Insider, all them other ones. Those are the main two, really.
Yeah, one of those. Don't go to Bleacher Report. Don't support them.
Bleacher Report. Although we had a guest on the other day who writes for them sometimes. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
But
maybe you should support them. I don't know.
Although if you see anything with numbers, then you should read it. If not, then piss off.
Oh God! Yeah.
If you see statistics involved in wrestling and it's Bleacher Report, it's worth a read. If not, then it's not usually.
Good save.
Anyway,
for us.
Should we stop digging ourselves into a hole?
the order I'm looking at the results right now. The order of the matches on this card is pretty interesting.
It's mine. It was interesting. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Let's start with the opener. Let's start with. New David. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that was the pre-show, by the way. New Day versus Goldust.
And New Day won.
Yeah,
good. And I was making a point to, and Dez was making the point to me, there's a reason they're not a heel faction.
Yeah, it'd be racist if they
you
were
figure
heels.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. There.
You figure out.
Watch the news once in a while.
Wait, what's the news once in a while? Because originally they were meant to be a heel faction.
Yeah.
Originally, that was the plan. But I think with certain situations going on in certain parts of the country, yeah, it's not possible right
maybe
now.
Maybe they'll turn like in, I don't know, like maybe February.
Randomly. It'll be a random heel turn.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about the opener, which was wonderful. It was a great match. Dolph Ziggler, who in this last three months or so, well, he's had great matches earlier this year, but in the last 3 months especially, he has been wonderful, on top of his game.
And the interesting thing to me is in the last 3 months, more than at any other point, Dolph Ziggler has been portrayed as like the biggest jobber ever. And yet, I think he's like the most over now that he's been in a long time.
Yes, but to be fair, he's on TV and he's having very good matches.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The fans will appreciate if you job, that's, you know, but if you're having good matches while jobbing, then the fans are going to take to you. And that's when, you know, eventually the WWE have to take notice, even though they don't want to.
Yeah.
Ask Daniel Bryan. Well, the WWE have to take notice, and they have been.
He got the he got the title, brother, in this epic. By the way, okay, Dolph just lost the title like, I don't know, a month ago, maybe a little less.
Again, that
actually
was a pointless title switch. I don't know why they did it, but yeah.
I thought they did it to elevate Luke Harper, and apparently they've already lost faith in the guy, because in this opening match, which, by the way, is a ladder match, which is the first interesting note about the order.
Mm-hmm.
Open with a ladder match.
They've done that before, though.
I think it's still weird because you have other matches on this card that could have been.
Yeah, but you kind of start. They wanted to start off with a hot opening match, and I guess, you know, Dolph is the man right now.
But this ended up being the hottest match on the entire show, so I think
pretty much
they kind of blew their load.
They overcooked it a bit.
Yeah, they did.
And you made the point to me off air that Dolph Ziggler is becoming the Shawn Michaels of today.
I'm really noticing that trend. Like, because Shawn, like, I don't know, 93, 94 for us, maybe, I think that was the right timeline, where he was a mid-carder.
Yeah, intercontinental title.
He was a super solid mid-carder, and people wanted to see him go further, but it was like, I don't know if this Shawn Michaels guy is going to break through the glass ceiling, but he's
so
good.
Yeah, you know, you had Bret Hart, who was champion, you had Hogan, who was leaving. And obviously they brought Diesel in and made him champion.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know. So I feel the same way about Dolph right now, where he's just so good in the ring. I don't know about his promos, though.
No, his promo skills are not as good as Shawn's.
They're worrying at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like he has what I call Shawn Michaels syndrome, minus the drug addiction and, you know. He's got all the positive characteristics of Shawn Michaels.
He's not a jerk like Shawn Michaels was in the 90s.
Yeah.
And you know, Shawn Michaels, and so has Dolph to a certain extent, has made his name with ladder matches. He's had some really good ladder matches.
Yes, he has.
The one with Cena comes to mind, a couple of years back in TLC.
Yeah, yeah.
He's obviously won Money in the Bank. And he's won the IC title in a ladder match, too. There's four people who have won the IC title in a ladder match. Twice in a ladder match. Can you name them?
Shawn?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't know. Actually, I think I know one. Chris Jericho?
Yes. Ladder match specialist.
Ladder match specialist, eh? Has Edge won it twice?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Ladder match specialist.
Christian?
No.
Ladder match specialist.
You're thinking ladder match king? Well, one of the kings of the ladder match.
Jeff Hardy?
Yes, Jeff Hardy.
Of course he has.
And one more.
One more, eh? Matt Hardy.
Oh, he's never won the IC title.
Really?
No.
Oh, he's been ECW champion, though. That's much more prestigious.
Yes, but you're in the right lines. ECW champion. Think.
Ezekiel Jackson.
No!
I would love to see that, though.
ECW champion. Original. He's won it in both companies. The original and... No, he didn't win in the original.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. We turned his name into a verb earlier off the air.
Yes, him. Yeah.
Rob Van Dam.
Indeed. Mm. They're the four that have won it twice in ladder matches.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a useless fact for you.
If you want to know what Rob Van Damming is, by the way, consult the Urban Dictionary.
Of which we haven't put it in yet. We will eventually.
I will eventually, but consult it later. Not right now.
Not right now, because we're talking right now.
Yeah.
It would be rude.
Yeah, that
would
be rude. It would be ugly of you to do that.
It would be rude and ugly.
Rude and
both
ugly.
Of them. Yeah, it's rude and ugly. yes, Dolph has gone over. So you're right. I think they have just completely lost faith in Mr. Harper.
That said, they gave him a ton of time. As far as I can tell here, they did.
Yeah, it's 15, 20 minutes at least.
They did a bunch of stupid stunts, which by stupid, I mean...
I genuinely don't know how Harper didn't break his arm at one point. Because he went through the ropes and he smashed his arm on the ladder. I'm like, oh,
ouch,
that hurt me.
Ziggler apparently got busted open, which is always...
Yeah, he did. The doctor had to come out. God bless him.
The doctor got booed.
Of course he did.
Because everyone's has apparently listened to the CM Punk podcast.
And so any medical physician that the WWE employ now is just going to get booed.
I feel like
no one
WWE
knows what this doctor
should,
looks like.
I feel like they should just take advantage of the controversy and create like a doctor character.
He just comes out randomly in the middle of the matches. Oh, yeah. Look, he's got a bruise.
Yeah, he stops matches, and I think that'd be a good gimmick. And then and then it just gets built up to like he tries to stop the WrestleMania main event, and then he just gets like a Sting comes out and kills him.
Sting just hits him with a bat.
Yeah, and then they set up the feud of Sting versus Doctor.
The Doctor. There you go.
All right. So yes, Dolph Ziggler once
WrestleMania.
Again,
there you go.
Your new Intercontinental Champion.
Right, there was other matches I'm not going to talk about. The Usos lost, which disappointed me. Mizdow and Miz won.
Yeah, Mizdow.
I'd like to have seen them end as tag team champions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like they're going somewhere with this.
You think Naomi's going to turn on Jimmy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because WWE's stupid. Now, the real question is, do I care? And the answer is no, I do not.
No, yeah. Quite.
Also, in a stairs match, Big Show, for some reason, beat Eric Rowan.
It doesn't make sense.
Also, I just think this is a stupid match.
It is a stupid match. Pointless. Why do you need to have the steel stair? Just let them have a generic big man match.
And by the way, those stairs are not 300 pounds. It's just a way to yell fake. This show is fake. I'm so glad I didn't watch this show.
Right. Firstly, if they're trying to get Eric Rowan over, right?
And they're not, apparently, because he
And they're
lost.
Not, apparently, because he lost. Yeah, right. Big Show didn't need to win that match. He really didn't.
He had to go over, brother. He's a star.
I hope they do something with Rowan, because Rowan doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
I think he can go. That's the thing. As a big man, he can go.
All right.
Not as good as Harper, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's undoubtedly true.
And then Harper can fly.
And then smack dab in the middle of his card, apparently. Another testament.
Right in the middle.
How weird this order is. With the title shot on the line, John Cena
I found this very strange.
Yes. John Cena versus Seth Rollins in a tables match. A match
Listen to what Dez just said.
Yeah.
In the middle of the card, John Cena.
And Seth Rollins.
This isn't WrestleMania, by the way, where you can get away with it. This is a B show.
And by the way, might I add, in a match where on Monday, Seth Rollins made it a point to say, this match doesn't matter.
Right.
That was the selling point of this match. He said, John Cena said this too. He said, I can get pinned, I can get submitted, but on Sunday, none of that matters. Fuck you then. Why am I going to buy this show?
Match then? Anyway.
I hated this.
It was a fun little match, though.
I looked at the finish, and I was even more...
Tons of interference. It was a... You know you get those 2 out of 3 falls matches?
Yeah.
I watched a 2 out of 3 tables match.
You did, basically. They had the... We've seen it a couple times before where they both go through the table. Pretty sure that's what it was.
Firstly, Cena put Rollins through the table. The referee was out, so no one saw it.
So it was like the dusty finish, but with a table.
Yeah. J&J Securities, who were wonderful, by the way, came in and took away the evidence. Then, as you said, both went through the table. And then you had the, bunch of referees coming out saying this one and this one.
I'm reading the results as you talk. And why is Big Show still feuding with John Cena?
I don't know. I don't know why he was. I think because he's cozying up to the authority. And by this point, Cena had taken J&J Security out.
WWE, if you're listening, I don't want any more John Cena Big Show matches.
It's not going to happen. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't worry. To be fair, it did give them the opportunity to bring back a certain superstar of the year.
And he made it rain in that bitch.
He did make it rain in that bitch.
So I saw all this stuff in the results. Roman Reigns
came
back.
And by the way, we query the results of the superstar of the year. That man got an ovation. Ooh.
Yes, he did. He got...
that man got a huge pop.
He got a mid-90s Shawn Michaels ovation with a bunch of screaming girls.
No. The place literally went nuts.
So, yes, I'm looking at this.
Yeah, but the Shawn, yeah, but to be fair, the Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels 90s crowd were, it was a bunch of smokes who were just booing for the sake of booing.
I'm looking at the result for the finish here. And
right, do you want to tell people what the finish is as you see it?
Well, yeah, it was Shawn Michaels. Or I'm sorry.
I wish.
Yeah, that would be great. No, it was Roman Reigns coming out, making the save, and John Cena wins. So what I like about this is they have this right in the middle of the show. This would be what you want to go off the air with. Is
right.
Roman Reigns has come back. This guy that you're...
Triumphant return.
Yeah, this guy that you want to expose to the masses. Why is this in the middle of your show so that by the time the show's over, you've A, forgotten...
People have forgotten about it.
And
yeah.
B, pissed off that Ambrose and Wyatt had the finish they had.
Exactly. Now, Roman Reigns later on did announce that he is the first entrant into the 2015 Royal Rumble.
Which leads me to believe that he's going to lose.
You think?
Yeah. He'll probably win. He'll probably win the chamber because WWE usually don't do what you expect them to do with the Rumble.
Well, so you say you're going to suggest to me that one Randall Keith Orton will win the Rumble now?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening
because I don't.
They
think,
do. They do.
And
only
I
have
hope
one
they
title.
Don't do this. I hope Cena. I hope Lesnar doesn't lose at the Rumble. I'd rather him lose at the Chamber and Rollins cash in after the Chamber match. Logically, that would make a lot more sense to me.
I would like for Orton to win the title.
And so you can have Orton Rollins at WrestleMania?
I feel like it's already like there's already too little time to do what I wanted them to do, and that was have Orton beat Lesnar and then have Rollins cash in on Orton. Because ideally in my scenario, at Elimination Chamber, you would have Orton versus Rollins for the title. Rollins would win, and then you would have Rollins versus Reigns at Mania. And Reigns
have win. Reigns win the title,
which would involve, yes, granted, a little bit of a hot potato with the WWE title. But you know what? I think it would ultimately it would benefit Reigns, and that's the direction they want to go.
But Orton's not back yet. That's the problem.
Well, bring him back then.
Yeah, but you've also got locked in now Cena and Lesnar at the Royal Rumble.
I know, and that's a problem.
That's a big problem
because
now, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather Rollins cash in
on Lesnar though.
Well.
If you cash in on
Lesnar...
What better
way to get legitimate claim to the title than to cash it in on Lesnar?
I'll give you that. If you cash in on Lesnar, all that stuff that Lesnar has done, it's going to be transferred to Rollins.
Yeah.
As his badass.
So, logically, storyline-wise, that would make more sense. It would help Rollins a hell of a lot. Yeah. Not that he needs it, to be fair, but, you know.
No, but it would. You're right, though. It would help him significantly. Plus a win over Orton the next month.
Yeah, quite.
That would be awesome momentum. And then all that momentum goes to Reigns when he beats him at Mania. I'm liking this more now. Granted, as a fan, I'd never want to see Brock lose, but, you know.
He's got to lose. It's like just like me saying the streak had to end or whatever. The streak didn't have to end. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
You gotta lose for the business, brother.
Yeah, you got to suck it up. You know, no one wanted to do more for the business than The Undertaker. Apparently.
Oh, yeah, brother. Nikki fought AJ for some reason.
Okay.
Nikki was really bad, apparently. I'm just looking at the report.
Awful. It was shocking. You know when they say you can hear a pin drop?
Yeah.
In a crowd, you can hear a pin drop.
Apparently, Nikki tried to pull a Rick Martel with the hairspray.
She did. Love that. Shawn Michaels, remember at SummerSlam in 92?
Yes. Ah, that match.
That legendary match. They weren't allowed to touch each other's faces.
Wrestling is fun sometimes.
Only sometimes, though. You also had a chairs match.
Chairs match.
You remember the first chairs match? Do you know who was in the first chairs match?
Oh, it was Big Show?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, there was one before then?
Yes.
Do tell.
It was for the World Heavyweight title. And in the chairs match was the Animal Batista.
Jesus.
Versus the Undertaker.
All right.
And then in 2014, we get Kane versus Ryback.
Jesus Christ. And this match started because of a feud over hot dogs.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
It started off because apparently Stephanie McMahon said that Ryback could be the next monster and Kane took exception to that. Kane, you're not a monster anymore. You're a whiny bitch.
You are a whiny bitch. This is one of the reasons why I will not be going back to watch this show.
It was awful. Bless him, Ryback tried. No, forget Ryback. Bless him, Kane tried. I like Kane a lot more.
Ryback won, apparently.
He did win. The crowd were happy because he did the feed me more nonsense. Crowd, yeah.
For the United States Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Jack Swagger, bless his heart. Bless him. He's an amazing technical mat wrestler.
I think Jack Swagger is a very good baby. I think it took a heel like Rusev to bring it out of him, but I think Jack Swagger is a very good mid-card babyface.
Yes, I agree with you completely. And he won't give you a bad match either. He will try his heart out.
Yeah, he will.
He's like very good. It's just that his character and his personality just aren't... He's not gonna be more than an upper mid-carder. Let's put it that way.
Which is unfortunate, because I like him. But yeah, Zeb Colter, an awesome babyface promo. Jack Swagger, a very good babyface. But yeah, he's pretty much locked into where he is now.
Exactly. He's got the Kofi Kingston syndrome. Although, to be fair, at least Jack Swagger got held a world title once.
I'm looking at Dave Meltzer's report, and after this match, he just writes that there was a fight in the stands during the match, and security had to carry a reportedly
I just saw that.
Intoxicated guy out while he was chanting "yes" for attention. I hope that's not me at WrestleMania. All right,
am I gonna have to clamp my hand over your mouth?
Perhaps.
Be quiet.
In the main event.
In
the main event.
I was so surprised. I was like, huh?
It's, you know, it's one of the things where it's both good and bad. It's good because they got the exposure.
Granted that they gave Dean Ambrose and Wyatt, I don't know why they give Bray Wyatt this much exposure right now, but Dean Ambrose, breakout star of the year as he is, I'm glad he got a main event spot.
Have you heard the rumors that if Undertaker comes back for Mania, which currently the answer is no to that, but
no.
If he comes back for WrestleMania, the idea is to do Taker and Wyatt.
Take a Sting, damn it. They made a whole episode of Monday Night Wars on it.
If you have Taker and Wyatt, be prepared for promo after promo that makes no sense. Just a ton of promos that are incoherent
from the
and
both
make
of them?
No sense at all. Yeah, from both of them, because that's what they both do really well.
But to be fair, the Undertaker does it a lot better, because at least he links it somewhat to the feud he's in.
I've seen some pretty weird Taker promos.
Yeah, from back in the day, not now.
I don't know. The thing I like about Taker now is he doesn't do promos, which is great.
Oh, come on. That one he did with Paul Heyman was brilliant when he threatened him and he was legitimately scary.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but you're right. The less he does promo-wise is better. I love the build between him and Triple H for the Hell in a Cell with the added dimension of Shawn.
With no promos from Taker? Great.
No. You know when Shawn and when they were building for the Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
And they were trying to convince him.
A secret plan.
The secret plan that Shawn and Taker had.
Yeah.
It was good. But you're right. Like, the build with Edge was wonderful, wasn't it? Because Edge did it all on his own.
That was pretty great.
And I don't think he just killed him. But anyway.
Are we done with the show now?
No, we've still got two more shows to talk about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The finish to this show, by the way.
Yes.
Which we never talked about. And I lost my notes here.
It was a wonderful match, by the way. It was a great match. The crowd were dead. It was a good match, though.
Well, I mean, I would expect the crowd to be dead because you did all this stuff, particularly in the first match. You do like a crazy stunt show. I mean, if you didn't expect the crowd to be dead, there's something wrong.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out why this was a TLC match. The point of having a ladder involved in a match is it's useful.
Not here.
You climb up it and bring things down.
Dean
like
Ambrose just did a bunch of elbow drops off it.
Pretty much. It was a good match, though. It was really well done. Except the end. I'm not sure about this. It's stupid.
I'm not sure about
this. Basically what happens was, for some reason, there was a monitor under the ring. And for some reason, that monitor blew up in Ambrose's face.
What is this, a Michael Bay film?
Right, exactly. Like, remember that stupid thing they did on SmackDown just after Jeff Hardy won the title and the pyro went off in his face?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid, dumbass people. Why do you do this?
Dumbass people.
Dumbass people.
That was a great reaction.
Oh, it's one of the most point. And they always seem to do this with poor Dean Ambrose matches.
You know what I hate about this? They have Dean Ambrose supposedly have an injured trachea, and then he just comes back the next day. And he can talk just fine.
Yeah, no raspiness in his voice. No sore throat, nothing.
So yes, the ladder exploded, and then Wyatt was able to hit his move and win.
The Sister Abigail move.
Why would you end the show on that note instead of ending the show on the high note that is
of Roman Reigns coming back? Who is your, and I'm going to say it again, who is your superstar of the year?
He is your superstar of the year. People actually like him, which is a plus.
It's not bad. I mean, he's not bad. I mean, people are getting on his case a little while back, but it's not his fault.
Yeah, I don't mind him. He's fine.
And he says stuff like, make it rain in this bitch, which is always a plus.
Which would be a great shirt.
It would, but they're not going to do it.
Yeah, they could like do, they could do like little stars, so it could say like, make it rain on this bitch.
Star, star, star.
Yeah. You know.
There you go.
Oh, boy. All right.
Right, let's talk about Good Show.
Ah, let's talk about good.
Or do you
wrestling.
Want to talk about the Ring of Honor one first?
Let's talk about what the hell is this?
I think we should close with NXT.
What's up? NXT. Sorry.
Do you want to talk about NXT or Ring of Honor? Let's talk about NXT.
Let's talk about NXT. Let's close with NXT. Yeah, we're doing on-the-fly decision-making here on the show.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor had their final battle pay-per-view last weekend. It was a crazy weekend because they had Chikara on Saturday, which I still haven't watched, and Ring of Honor on Sunday. But Ring of Honor, man, they got kicked out of the Manhattan Center because the rent was too high for them. So they went to Terminal 5 in New York City, and they had a
fantastic show. I love that. That sounds like an airport terminal. Terminal 5.
It does, right? That's what I thought, too. I was like, what? Really? but they did. They did Terminal 5, and they had some pretty great matches, including I thought he was a heel, but apparently not. Matt Sydal versus Jay Lethal had a pretty good match for the TV title. I think everyone should check it out. But the highlight for me, and I think for most people, was the six-man that was right in the middle of the show. It was the Young Bucks and ACH, which, by the way, good for ACH for getting that exposure.
Yeah,
against
absolutely.
The Addiction, which is the new name for Kaz and Daniels.
Yep,
teaming with some guy I forget now. Actually, I think it was Kaz and Daniels and ACH against the Young Bucks and
someone.
I should really write these things down. Yep. But no, I got it now. It was Cedric Alexander and the Addiction.
There you go.
Against the Young Bucks and ACH. Point is, it was very good.
You know, he's another one that you kind of forget about. Christopher Daniels is a phenomenal worker.
He is super good. And it's just Kaz and Daniels have such a great dynamic.
Yes.
The Young Bucks.
That's what you have to say.
They are one of the few teams that can do what they do, and that's just be marks for themselves in storyline.
Yes.
And just be awesome at it. Their finish, they have a move called the Meltzer Driver. And
I want him to accompany them to the ring.
At one day, that just needs to happen. Just once. Meltzer needs to walk them down to the ring. And every time they do something great, he just marks out and gives them 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews. There you go.
That would be awesome.
Make it happen, Ring of Honor.
Ring Dave Meltzer. Turn Dave Meltzer heel. Anyway, that was very good. The semi-main with Red Dragon against the Time Splitters, that fucking ruled.
Ooh.
Go back and watch that if you haven't. And then the main event with Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole was...
Who you love, by the way. You just love everything Briscoe.
Yeah, that was super good. Go and watch that. Yes, Jay Briscoe is still Ring of Honor champion.
He hasn't lost in a long time, hasn't he, Jay Briscoe?
I think the gimmick they're doing with him is that he hasn't been pinned or submitted in 2 years.
Wow, and by the way, that's a record.
Jay Briscoe... The second man in history to have the Ring of Honor title twice now, which I think is a great homage to him and just what he's done for Ring of Honor to be absolutely. Only the second guy in history.
No,
the
I agree with you completely.
The first, of course, the greatest man that ever lived, Austin Aries. So there you go. So that was Final Battle. Go watch it if you haven't. It's on demand on the Ring of Honor website, ROHWrestling.com, if you haven't seen it and you don't want to order pay-per-view.
Indeed. Or just wait for it to come out on DVD.
And Steve Corino, by the way. Once again, awesome.
Of course. He always is, though. Right. Let's talk about Triple H's little pet.
Let's do it.
The one show that he feels that he can actually... And you can tell Triple H loved this because he gets to make a wrestling show.
Yay! Because God knows a wrestling show is rare to do these days.
I know. I think Triple H gets to do what he likes because this is his thing and... He is a wrestling guy.
And also, it's a lot of pressure because this is supposed to be his thing. And if NXT fails, then Triple H is going to look bad. And God knows Triple H doesn't want to look bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's had a couple of failures. Karma, Sin Cara.
God.
To be fair, Karma wasn't his fault, was it?
Yeah, Karma was nature.
Sin Cara wasn't really his fault either, to be fair.
Sin Cara was Sin Cara's fault.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sin Cara got every opportunity. It wasn't Triple H's fault. Although he was on this NXT. Show, an incarnation of him anyway.
Yeah, in fact. So I think from the get-go, the show was awesome. They had a big announcement before the show started that Corey Graves, the former Sterling James Keenan, unfortunately has suffered too many concussions.
Yep.
And so has now taken a job as a commentator with NXT, which is pretty cool.
Which is fine.
He wasn't half bad on the show.
No, he wasn't. They were all pretty good, actually.
They were.
And let's start a show off with a debut, a hot debut.
Such a hot debut. Kevin Owens, the former Kevin Steen, showed up, killed CJ Parker in like 3 minutes, and it was awesome.
And the crowd loved it. And you know what? That crowd is so knowledgeable.
Yes. That crowd is
so knowledgeable.
They're so great. They did the Fight Owens Fight chant, just immediately going from Fight Steen Fight to Fight Owens Fight. He got busted open at one point, which I think made it even cooler.
And then there was no doctor at ringside.
No doctor. I just love I loved the visual of Drake Younger and Kevin Steen in a WWE ring together. Awesome.
Yes.
Just absolutely awesome.
And the crowd completely bought into it, which is even better.
They loved it. He was a great babyface. And this is how great the NXT crowd is. By the end of the show, total heel.
Oh, yeah. We should have left that to the end, but yeah.
No, but I mean, I just love the way that it changed.
Yeah,
so
they are traditional wrestling fans. You're a heel or you're a face.
Other stuff on the show, the Lucha Dragons had a very good match against Vaude Villains, my new favorite tag team ever.
I love their theme music. It's wonderful.
They are so awesome. Again,
they're not very gentlemanly, though, are they?
Would never work on the main roster.
No, never.
But so great.
You know, what it would have worked? WCW. They would have taken that and run with it. I'm telling you.
You know what? Yes. And that's one thing I got to give WCW. They're willing to take risks for my amusement.
They did this. They gave us a Shockmaster, of course.
They gave us the Kiss Demon.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, the Lucha Dragons retained. Finn Balor and Hideo Itami.
A.K.A.?
A.K.A. Kenta and Prince Devitt. Finn Balor is a goddamn superstar.
Yes, he is. He had apparently one of the greatest entrances of all time.
People love this dude's entrance, and he was always notorious for making amazing entrances in New Japan. I'm glad they're letting him do stuff like that in NXT. And if I just imagined if he got this reaction from NXT guys, imagine with the budget that they have on the main roster, imagine him coming out for a WrestleMania.
Remember, look what they do it with John Cena. He always has an elaborate entrance at WrestleMania, doesn't he?
Exactly. And Finn Balor is way crazier than John Cena is.
Exactly.
He can think something crazy up. I would love it, man.
Look what they do with John Morrison's entrance.
These guys screamed superstar. Hideo Itami literally kicked a lot of ass. Like he said.
Yes, he did. He was awesome.
Like he said in his debut promo.
Well. I was surprised.
Like he said in his debut promo. My style is kick, so I kick your ass.
Yeah, exactly. His English isn't that bad.
It's not.
I've heard worse.
Think about it this way. Sin Cara was there for like 3 years and never learned English.
Never learned English.
Hideo Itami's English is already better than Sin Cara's.
His English is better than Del Rio's.
That's true, too.
God damn it.
By the way, one of my favorite points in this match is a couple guys in the crowd decided to be marks and chant for Kenta instead of Hideo Itami.
And no one chanted with them.
And everyone else instantly booed those fans and started chanting Hideo Itami. That was awesome.
You know what? If you're going to look, you can be smarts at any other show, but leave. You know, NXT is a developmental place. If you're going to go to a show, buy into it, for heaven's sake.
If you want to be smart, go to PWG. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly. For NXT, buy into the thing.
And then the main event.
Charlotte.
I do got to give credit to Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
They had a great match.
Holy Christ, did they tear it down. Charlotte.
Let's talk about Charlotte, because Charlotte was on Raw Monday, the previous Monday.
No, that wasn't Charlotte.
Charlotte. That was Vince McMahon's version of Charlotte. And it's not Triple H's version of Charlotte. It wasn't Natty's version of Charlotte.
My favorite thing is they take Charlotte, whose entire point of being a wrestler is she doesn't want to be Ric Flair. She doesn't do chops in NXT.
She doesn't woo.
She doesn't woo. She doesn't even do the figure four. She does the figure eight.
Right.
So they put her on Raw, and what do they do? She is Ric Flair Jr. as a woman.
And we will say it again, not a Triple H decision, not a Natty decision, because Natty wanted her to go over, so did Triple H.
Yeah, and I'm sure they didn't want her to
be Ric Flair
either.
And Triple H also wanted
to
have an NXT match anyway.
So yes, I'm just going to pretend that that debut for Charlotte never happened.
Yeah. It wasn't as auspicious as the one that Adrian Neville and them had on Raw the other month.
Yeah. What a way to promote a show, though.
Oh, no.
And then they come here and Charlotte just tears the house down as she does. And Sasha.
Yeah. Now, see, you know what I'm really looking forward to whenever Sasha comes up? And if they really let it happen, a Charlotte Paige feud. Please.
That would be good. Honestly, I wanted a Charlotte and Natalya feud, but after Monday,
yeah,
that
would be good too. Because the Hearts and Flairs are notoriously don't get along anyway.
Yeah, just do what you did do the same thing that you did with Brett and Rick, where they were in the corners, but just do it on the main roster. That would be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then of course the main event. Honestly, to me, the main event was just a classic.
You know what? If we had done the award show a day later,
yeah,
this could have been match of the year.
I would definitely give it honorable mention. The storytelling in the match was just superb. But yeah,
and it was executed and psychologically done so well.
So yeah, Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville for the NXT title, just super good. They did some rough bumps. They did some really good storytelling with the title belt and with
and the career on the line.
Yeah, and they teased Sami Zayn, you know, being a heel to get what he wanted, but he wasn't. He was, in fact, oftentimes sympathetic to his former friend.
Yep.
And by the way, just because good announcing needs to go appreciated somewhere, Corey Graves did a super good job here explaining how much these two guys hated each other.
Hate each other, yes.
Where he said, Adrian Neville has demanded to have his schedule changed so that he never has to work out with Sami Zayn.
See, that's good intelligent storytelling.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything but enhance the hatred that these guys have for each other.
Absolutely. And the crowd, again, bought really into it. Sami Zayn, the Olays were everywhere.
The Olays were everywhere. When Sami Zayn finally won, after Adrian Neville missed like 3 red arrows, he finally managed to get him in the ring and hit the Yakuza kick and win. And those fans went nuts. They celebrated forever.
The match finished 11 minutes before the show finished.
Yeah, to play up how important the title win was. They celebrated now, for like 10 minutes.
I'm going to take you back to the main road. Does anyone remember when Daniel Bryan beat John Cena at SummerSlam in 2013?
13.
And the streamers and everything happened? And then we all know what happened next.
Yes.
It was great.
It was awesome. They did something very similar here. Guess what? It was also awesome.
And so they celebrated more because Randy Orton was just a Money in the Bank holder at the time. This is friendship.
They celebrated. Everyone came out. The entire locker room came out, celebrated with them.
Including Pat Patterson, randomly.
Kevin Owens came out to celebrate, which was awesome. It was like, wow. This thing has gotten into WWE now. Owens and Zayn. And the announcers played it up. These guys are friends. They've been through hell together on the indie scene, and now they're here in NXT. They played it up perfect, and then it was just Zayn and Owens, and they hugged, and then Owens clotheslines him and power bombs him, and the fans go nuts, and it was awesome.
And then William Regal comes out, go and get a bloody doctor.
Oh yes, get a doctor, yes boy. It ruled. So yes, I guess they've decided to restart the awesome feud that was Steen and Generico this time.
Feud of the year.
To me, it might be feud of the last decade on the indies.
In the indies, yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of anything better other than the only other Jericho feud Michaels. That I can think of is Sean and Jericho.
Yeah, Jericho Michaels.
Yeah. Other than that, Steen and Generico all the way.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you completely. Well, Joe and Punk was pretty good.
Yeah, but I really wouldn't call that a feud so much as a series of matches.
Yeah, fair enough.
This was actually a story.
For a year.
Dude, this went for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And also, this is one of the just to talk really briefly, the Steen Generico thing to me is reminiscent of the old territory days where you have
it's gone from company to company.
Yeah, that's what they did. They started at Ring of Honor, they took it to PWG, they did the match in a bunch of other companies and it drew. I mean, that's what you would do in the old days in the territories. You would go from...
And Triple H has decided he wants to do it here, in the big leagues.
Good. It was a good feud. You can do it again. And imagine...
Yeah, absolutely.
This time with WWE-level production. It's going to be awesome.
The video promo for the main event was brilliant. So good.
Everything about NXT screams, yes, I want to give you all of my money. Which is funny, because
screams
everything about...
I want to pay for the WWE Network.
Yeah, but then everything about Raw, which is their main show, screams, I don't want to give you any money ever.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
So, Miguez and I came up with an idea for Triple H. He just needs to go and sit on his own, out of the way.
In the Fortress of Solitude.
No kids. Huh?
In the Fortress of Solitude.
In the Fortress of Solitude. And just write. Just write TV. Have Sean there, you know, just for company if he needs it.
And,
you know, Sean has to duck out every so often.
Yeah, to hunt and bring back food.
and pick up his kids.
And film it. That's practice. The key. Film it.
And film it.
And then put it on the WWE Network.
I'd watch.
So would I. Happily.
I'd watch.
All right. So that's
At Home with DX.
I am done.
We are done.
We are done. So enjoy Raw tonight. Chris Jericho will be there. Brock Lesnar will also
be there.
It's
WWE week on the USA, remember?
What's that?
It's WWE week on the USA.
Oh, yeah. I will not be watching
SmackDown live. Don't worry.
I will not be watching Tribute to the Troops. I hope that doesn't make me a traitor to the flag.
American people?
Yeah, but I shan't be watching
See?
That.
You're like Rusev. See, look.
I am. But yes, that's it. Have fun. We'll talk to you.
We'll be back on January the 5th.
This is the last show we're doing for the year until the awards show on Christmas.
Yeah. Well, no, we've got the Throwback Vibes on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Throwback Vibes is happening on Thursday. Awards show.
Where we will announce what we're doing next year for Throwback Vibes, which is awesome.
We've got great stuff coming up for you. So enjoy, and we will talk to you then. Follow us on Twitter at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy. Subscribe on iTunes. Use the Amazon link. And if you don't do any of that stuff, well, Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.